Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up in this bulletin, four projects are confirmed for Donegal as part of a national initiative to open up more land for housing. Funding is released for two greenway projects in the county linking Derry with Lifford and Buncrana. Geoffrey Donaldson's defence barrister tells a jury there are a million shades of grey between truth and lies. And Donegal County Council launches a countywide public consultation on proposed urban speed limit changes. Also coming up in the next half hour, sports news with Oisín Kelly. Four projects have been confirmed for Donegal as part of a national initiative to open up more land for housing under the €1 billion Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund announced this morning. Schemes in Windy Hall and Kiltoy in Letterkenny, Ahilly in Buncrana and Drumacrin in Bundoran will be facilitated. That will allow a further 335 residential units to be developed. The money will go toward delivering roads and essential services, opening up those development lands. Minister Charlie McConnellogue has been outlining the scope of the works and says he hopes that this will progress the projects speedily.
In Buncrana, the Ahilly Road project, which will develop almost a kilometre of the Ahilly Road, including active travel infrastructure on that. And this is a project which we've been working on for many years and which will be really welcome by residents in that area. And then in Letterkenny, a really significant project for the Letterkenny Northern Network project, and that will see up to over 2 kilometres of existing roads improved, and also a new roundabout off the N56, and also one and a half kilometres of new road as well. And the objective behind this really significant investment, which will be in the range of 10 to 20 million euro, is to develop that area further to be able to have new housing for Letterkenny. And also two projects funded, one in terms of developing a flood risk assessment for the Kiltoy area of Letterkenny, and also a project as well for a new active travel infrastructure in Drumacrin and Bundoran. So overall, four really important projects, and a very welcome investment by the government and the Minister Brown this morning in the county.
Is there a deadline on when they need to be completed in order to hang on to the funding that's been awarded?
Well, the expectation will be now for Donegal County Council, who are leading out significantly on these, to move ahead with the projects. So it will be expected that the investment has been put in place with the objective of trying to open up our towns to be able to develop more housing and to have the infrastructure in place for more housing. So the expectation and requirement will be that we see these move on now and get into construction and get into delivery.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue there. Well, Councillor Flann Bradley says the works in Buncrana have been 20 years in the making. He's confident that they'll meet their 2028 deadline.
Projects that were applied to the Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund for had to be shovel ready, and thankfully the Ahilly Road was shovel ready and has been for quite some time. So I would be very confident that we'll see work commence within the next few months, and work has to be completed by the end of quarter one of 2028. So it's certainly feasible that by the end of next year that the road will be completed, which is a really positive good news story for Buncrana and for all those who have contacted me for quite some time now about trying to get this road done.
Well, further money coming to Buncrana for the development of the greenway between Buncrana and Derry. Also money today for the greenway between Derry and Lifford. It's been announced under the Shared Island Greenways Development Fund, which is intended to develop cross-border walking and cycling infrastructure. With the details of the local allocations, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The Derry to Buncrana Greenway will receive €260,000, while the Lifford to Derry Greenway has been allocated €137,500 to support continued development work. Both schemes are moving through Phase 3 design and environmental evaluation, which involves finalising detailed route planning, completing environmental assessments and preparing the projects for the next stage of development towards construction readiness. The Derry to Buncrana scheme will also support enabling works on the Derry side ahead of construction, while the Lifford to Derry project will focus on strengthening its connection with the existing Foyle Valley Greenway network. The works will complement the Northwest Greenway network, which has delivered cross-border greenway active travel connectivity between Derry and Donegal.
Geoffrey Donaldson's defence barrister has told a jury there are a million shades of grey between truth and lies, and the burden of proof is at all times on the prosecution. The former DUP leader has denied 18 charges of historic sex abuse against two alleged victims. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges of aiding and abetting. She faces a trial of facts. Jimmy O'Hara reports from Newry Crown Court.
Defence barrister Kieran Vaughan said on behalf of Geoffrey Donaldson, the defence do not fear the evidence, but they do fear the jury could be swept along in a tide of emotion that could lead them to a conviction, and he cautioned them against it. Mr. Vaughan told the jury this case comes down to the word of complainant A and complainant B against Geoffrey Donaldson's word. He said there is no medical evidence, no forensic evidence, or no witnesses who can come forward to give evidence of the allegations. He also asked the jury how they could defend themselves against an accusation from 40 years ago and asked the jury to keep this in mind during their deliberations. The trial continues.
Donegal County Council has launched a county-wide public consultation on proposed urban speed limit changes. The speed limit review relates to all public roads in towns, villages and settlements with an existing speed limit of 60 kilometres an hour or lower. These limits have been assessed in accordance with the Department of Transport guidelines and proposed changes have been recommended. A series of information drop-in sessions will take place over the coming weeks and feedback has been invited until the 23rd of July. Full details of the meetings and more details about making submissions can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. The Taoiseach and Thánaiste have both indicated they will vote in favour of allowing a Sinn Féin abortion bill progress in the Dáil. It seeks to remove the 3-day waiting period before a woman can access an abortion. Government TDs will have a free vote on the matter tomorrow evening. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he'll be supporting the measure.
I'm aware of the arguments for and against the removal of the 3-day waiting period. It's important we have a respectful debate on the House. I intend to vote for this to go through to committee stage. At committee stage, there will be perhaps a need for consequential amendments.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning of a scam involving people receiving calls from persons claiming to be from their mobile phone provider and offering free upgrades and other improvements. On today's Greg Hughes show, Gardaí Sergeant Eunan Walsh said if anyone receives such a call, they should disconnect and ring their provider on a recognised number to clarify the situation.
Members of the public receive a phone call from a scammer purporting to be an employee from a mobile phone provider, offering discounts or mobile phone upgrades, and then they seek your information to receive the perks. They may request partial payment for a phone upgrade also, and obviously no phone comes and you lose your money. We're also aware of actually an incident where a lady did receive a phone in the post. It was obviously a fake phone, and then she was contacted immediately to say that it was the wrong phone, to return the phone back, but also as it was an upgrade, to send on another €250, which wow. She did, and no phone came. So again, we just want to remind the public to be alert to scams, never disclose personal details over the phone, never share codes, passwords over the phone, do not click links contained in unsolicited text messages or emails. And again, if you receive a call such as this, do not provide personal information. Hang up. If you're in doubt, hang up and make contact with your own mobile phone provider. We all have the phone provider who we ring to get through to customer service or we're looking for an upgrade or things like that, renewing our contract. So hang up, contact your mobile phone provider and get it clarified.
Sinn Féin has introduced a bill calling for responsible planning for constitutional change. It includes a call for a citizens' assembly, which the party says will ensure everyone has the opportunity to participate in the conversation. It follows a signal from Fine Gael at the weekend that they'll publish a blueprint for Irish unity later this year. But earlier today in the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin chief whip, said he'd like to hear Taoiseach Micheál Martin's plans.
Taoiseach, I listened with interest to the Taoiseach Simon Harris's confirmation of Fine Gael's plans around Irish reunification. We're waiting to hear what your plans are. For weeks we have asked for statements on Irish unity for weeks now. Later today, Mary Lou MacDonald will introduce a bill for constitutional change about responsible planning for Irish unity, Citizens Assembly, a green paper. We'd love to hear your plans, Taoiseach, and maybe you could do that through
Thank
statements
you,
in the Dáil as soon as possible.
Deputy.
A special cross-border road safety initiative has been launched ahead of the Donegal International Rally, which gets underway at the weekend. Both PSNI and An Garda Síochána will be engaging in an enhanced road safety operation with a large complement of marked and unmarked police and Garda cars alongside the assistance of air support. Donegal's Chief Superintendent, Gretty Sheridan, had this message for those arriving at the weekend with the intention of engaging in antisocial behaviour.
It is the Donegal International Rally, and it does draw a certain element of people that they don't necessarily come to visit the stages. It's more ad hoc, their own driving on the roads. But be warned, as we will be out in the roads, whether you're travelling from Mayo, Cork, Kerry, Dublin, Northern Ireland, expect to see checkpoints on the road, so ensure your vehicles are roadworthy. If you come into this country with a defective vehicle that's not compliant with legislation, it will be seized if you get this far. It's not seized before this.
Well, Chief Inspector Ian Ferby outlined the PSNI's role in the cross-border operation.
Yes, so we're working together with colleagues from the Guards to plan a full roads policing safety operation. Colleagues from our branch of the roads policing unit will be active in the area, putting in vehicle checkpoints and speed traps throughout the area approaching into Lifford and across the other crossing points as well. So the message we're trying to put out here is really, you know, leave the racing to the ralliers. Everybody attend, have a great time, watch the Donegal Rally, but don't be speeding on the way there. You know, we like to reinforce the Fatal Five, which we talk about. These are the things that lead to road safety issues and road deaths, and they are speeding, drink and drug driving, driving without your seatbelt on, careless and inconsiderate driving, and then one of the ones that causes the most problems, driving whilst using a mobile phone. So if you can keep those things in mind, keep your speed down, have a great weekend. And if you're intending to turn up there and cause trouble at the rally, then there's a big police presence from our colleagues, the Guards, who are going to make sure that everything runs safely and securely. Just about safety, fun, just having a good time. And we're there to make sure that happens.
And there's a lot more from that launch, which took place on the Lifford Strabane border earlier today, on our website, highlandradio.com, and also across the Highland Radio social media channels as well. A 33-year-old man has been charged with assisting offenders by police in Derry and is due before Derry Magistrates Court on the 8th of next month. The charges relate to a serious assault reported in the Leckie Road area of the city yesterday. Two other men aged 61 and 31 remain in police custody after detectives were granted additional time to question them following their arrests on suspicion of grievous bodily harm with intent. And detectives on Derry's waterside are appealing for information on a pipe bomb type device which was left on a car in the Nelson Drive area of the city early this morning. Police say a loud bang was reported in the residential area at around 12:30. It was discovered a car window had been broken and a pipe bomb type device found on the windscreen. Cordons which were in place overnight have been lifted. The object, which has been declared a viable device, has been taken away for further examination.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It's 5:45. Good evening, O'Shane Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. Derry City will head to Bulgaria for the UEFA Europa League first qualifying round fixture next month. The Candy Stripes will go to CSKA Sofia for their first leg on the 9th of July, with the second leg at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium on the 16th. It's not the first time the sides have met. They clashed in the third qualifying round back in 2009, with the Bulgarians going through with a 2-1 aggregate win. Derry's spot in the Europa competition came about with their second place finish in last season's Premier Division. Shamrock Rovers have been drawn against Maltese side Florinia FC in the Champions League first qualifying round draw. The first leg there will be held on the 7th to the 8th of July, the second leg on the 14th to the 15th. Bohemians will face St. Joseph's at Gibraltar on their return to European football in the first round of the UEFA Conference League. Bohs will have home advantage in the first leg set for Daly Mount Park. Shelburne received a first round bye and they will find out their opponents tomorrow. Meanwhile, Coleraine have announced the signing of Ben Doherty from Derry City. The 29-year-old joins the club on a 2-year deal. For an undisclosed fee, Doherty is no stranger to the Coleraine showgrounds after making 86 appearances in a 2.5-year spell between January 19 and the summer of 2021, netting an impressive 36 goals in that time. After that, he went to Larne, then joined Derry, and now he's back at the showgrounds. Well, there's plenty of action in the World Cup tonight. 2022 finalists France are in action against Senegal in the first match of the evening. This will be the first meeting between the two countries since Senegal's shock victory at the 2002 World Cup in South Korea. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. Norway will also get their campaign underway tonight against Iraq. This will be Norway's first World Cup match since exiting at the round of 16 in 1998. That kicks off at 11 p.m. Irish time. Also this evening, holders Argentina begin the defence of their title against Algeria in Kansas City, and there's a 2 a.m. Irish time start to that one. England defender Tino Livramento is out of the World Cup after a hamstring injury picked up in training in Kansas. The fullback has returned to Newcastle and has been replaced in the squad by Atrivo Shalaba ahead of their game against Croatia tomorrow. Well, Arsenal winger Bukayo Saka says that Thomas Tuchel can lead England to World Cup glory. Ahead of that game in Dallas, Saka has been full of praise for the German head coach.
I think Thomas Tuchel is a great manager, and I'm very excited, and I believe he can help us deliver this World Cup. So I'm excited. I think all the players are in good spirits. The vibe around the camp is good, and we're just itching to get this first game underway and start our tournament.
Speaking of managers, former Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has been appointed AC Milan head coach. The Serie A side are looking to rebuild after a fifth place finish in the league, missing out on Champions League qualification. There's athletics action tonight in Ostrava in the Czech Republic, where this season's 8th World Athletics Continental Tour Gold Meeting takes place. Mark English, who won so impressively in the 800 metres at the Diamond League in Shanghai recently, goes in the men's 1,000 metres, where world 1,500 metre champion Isaac Nardar is among a top class field. In golf, Rory McIlroy has been grouped with his Ryder Cup teammates Tommy Fleetwood and Ludvig Åberg for the first two rounds of the US Open, which starts on Thursday. Shane Lowry has been grouped with a Chilean Joaquim Neiman and American Alex Smalley. World number one Scottie Scheffler will go out with amateur Mason Howell and defending champion JJ Spaun. England's Justin Rose is alongside Jordan Spieth and John Rahm in a group of past champions. Finally, in tennis, Serena and Venus Williams will return to Wimbledon later this month after receiving wild cards for the doubles. The duo won 6 women's doubles titles at the Grass Court Grand Slam previously. And that's your sport, Donal. We will, of course, have more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Service users will not be affected as a result of industrial action at Ardguinia Court in Stranraer, according to union representatives. The INMO and PNA have begun a work to rule over concerns about staffing arrangements. It follows the move of vulnerable residents into 2 new residential homes in the community. The unions had been seeking a guarantee of 24/7 on-site management. While planned action had previously been deferred following a protest last month, they say proposals from the HSC weren't sufficient to halt today's escalation. Emma Callaghan is a staff nurse and local INMO rep. She says she and her team are disappointed that it's come to this.
Well, we're very disappointed that we had commenced the work through today. We had hoped that by giving an extension for the proposal from management to give them every opportunity to put proper arrangements in place, that there would be real change on the ground, but unfortunately that has not happened.
The Transport Minister says he's not bowing to American pressure over the Dublin Airport passenger cap. The Airlines for America lobby group says the current limit negatively impacts its members and has threatened to take action against Irish carriers in retaliation. Dara O'Brien says he's pushing ahead with plans to abolish the cap by the end of July after receiving cabinet approval this morning. He says this was a priority long before the American intervention.
I would expect that Airlines for America would look at the legislation that has been brought forward, but this is something we were doing anyway. I've engaged with the Transport Secretary in the United States and I've actually informed them of the progress that we're making in that regard, and I think that has been accepted. Our engagement with them has been very constructive and has been positive.
The Assembly has been told today that the community in Castle Derg lost 28 men and women who were involved in upholding law and order over the course of the Troubles. The issue was raised by West Tyrone MLA Tom Buchanan, who raised the killing 38 years ago this month of UDR Lance Corporal Michael Darcy. The DUP representative told the Assembly that whatever Sinn Féin may say, there was always an alternative to murder.
2 weeks ago I attended a special memorial service in Castle Derg to mark the 38th anniversary of the brutal murder by the IRA, the Bedfellows of Sinn Féin, on the 8th of June 1988 of Lance Corporal Michael Darcy. His murder was not only an attack on him, but on the rule of law, on the right to life, and on every citizen within the unionist community in Castle Derg. Earlier that evening of the 8th of June, Michael had attended a band parade in my own village of Drumquin and then on to Berra. And on return home that night, as he drove his car into his backyard, a gunman stepped out from behind the trees and pumped 6 bullets into his back. Michael died instantly. Michael's mother, an elderly woman depending on her only son as her main care, where is she alive today? And where is she to meet with the so-called First Minister for all and asked her why her son was murdered? We know what the answer would be, Mrs. Darcy. There was no alternative. And of course there always is an alternative to murder. There always was and there always is an alternative to murder. And today we honour the memory of Michael Darcy, one of Ulster's sons. Remember the entire community of Castledeirg, who not only suffered the loss of Michael, but of 28 other gallant men and women.
A new programme aimed at protecting Donegal's uplands while supporting traditional farming practices has been launched in Dunluce. The Farm Up Initiative was formally launched at the foot of Argyll by Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. It's focused on the sustainable management of upland commonages with the aim of ensuring that farming can continue while safeguarding hills, mountains and biodiversity. Deputy Gallagher says this is a project built on community partnership.
This project is built on a very simple but powerful idea that farming and nature are not opposing forces, but partners, that our uplands can be productive, biodiverse, resilient and indeed alive. So this is the coming beyond when we manage them together with care and intention. Now, in this group will be largely volunteers from the area in and around Errigal, from Dunluce to Gortahork and Fulcara. And they're taking very seriously our responsibility as custodians to protect the environment and the commonage for future generations.
Patchy rain and drizzle will clear eastwards tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells following for a time, some isolated showers as well. Further patches of rain and drizzle will spread from the Atlantic overnight with areas of mist and fog. Lowest overnight temperatures 11 to 14 degrees Celsius with light to moderate southerly winds veering southwesterly. Main stories on this Tuesday evening. Four projects have been confirmed for Donegal as part of a national initiative to open up more land for housing. The schemes are at Windy Hall in Kiltoy in Letterkenny, Ahilly in Buncrana and Drumacrin in Bundoran. Funding has been released for two greenway projects in Donegal under the Shared Island Greenways Development Fund. The Derry to Buncrana and Lifford Derry Greenways are both to develop to the next stage. Geoffrey Donaldson's defence barrister has told a jury this afternoon there are a million shades of grey between truth and lies and the burden of proof is at all times on the prosecution. And Donegal County Council has launched a county-wide public consultation on proposed urban speed limit changes. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all the day's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June the 16th. The death has occurred of Ruby Spratt, 348, Grahamsland, reposing at her home from 7pm to 10pm this evening and tomorrow from 12pm to 10pm. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service will take place at 11am on Thursday morning at St Patrick's Church, Dunamore, Castle Finn, followed by burial in Gortlea Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Residence Comfort Fund, RSC Donal Nursing Home. The death has occurred of Jim Harkin, Foster Terrace, Moville. Jim's remains will repose at his home from 6pm this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30am for 11am Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mevilleparish.com. Family time from 10pm to 10am. Family flowers only please, a donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Christina McFeely, Nay Lenehan, Highfield, Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly Ballinamolt, County Waterford, reposing at her late residence, which is private pleas. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny at 11am, followed by interment in St Mary's Churchyard, Sessionil, Ballybuffet. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to Alzheimer's Society of Ireland or the Irish Heart Foundation directly, or care of any family member. The death has occurred of Pauline McDade, née Herity, Drumeenan, New Mills, Letterkenny, reposing at her home. shuttle bus in operation from the Gala Shop at Brina with rosary at 9 p.m. Family time, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from her home on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church Kilfeek, Glenswilly, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Ethan McLucas, Mountain View, Tully Arb, Kirndunna. Ethan's remains will leave the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny this evening at 7 p.m. going to his home. The family home is private tonight, with visiting tomorrow and Thursday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. on both days. Funeral from there on Friday at 10:20 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Kirndunna, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Noel Hampson, 5, Monria, Carrigans, and formerly Killywill Grey Steele. Noel is reposing at his home in Carrigans. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. for 12:30 p.m. Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Fawnvale. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Tommy Rutherford, Mona Gung, Ballandrate, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for 2 p.m. service of Thanksgiving in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.